Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 15, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
For January 24th, 2018. I just can't say that in the same way. My name is Jack O'Brien, aka Jackson O'Brienson. That is courtesy of Christina OD, at Chris Loves Life on Twitter. And I am thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Yes, it's your boy, Beats by Gray. And thank you to Kyle Welch for that AKA. That all rhymes. Wow. See? I want to be a rapper now.
And we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the creator, writer, and executive producer of a mildly successful TV show called Everybody Loves Raymond and the Netflix show Somebody Feed Phil. Please welcome Phil Rosenthal.
Oh, hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello, Phil. It's nice to be here in your third seat.
Yes. Welcome.
We're thrilled to have you. What is something that you have searched in the not-too-distant past that is revealing about who you are as a human being?
Somebody told me a rumor about our president. And I Googled the name of this president and with the word underage.
Where did that lead?
I leave it to your listeners to find it themselves.
Okay.
All right.
That the president themselves was underage?
Yeah. Sure, yes, let's probably. Go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Because I don't want any child, hate mail or yeah. death threats.
Yes. A child imposter posing as the president.
That's yeah, right. He's secretly three children stacked in an oversized suit.
Right.
And, yeah.
Dictating foreign policy. Okay, right. That makes sense.
What is
I'm not saying anything about its veracity. I'm just saying that I heard a story, it. And so I Googled it. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying about it.
What's something you think is overrated, Phil?
Google searches.
Google searches.
No, what's overrated? What's overrated? There's a thing in restaurants that you could have a nice romantic evening with somebody, and the server will come over and say, "We have this and this and this," and then you it all sounds beautiful and nice, and then they'll say, "And choice of protein."
Right.
And the mood is gone. I'm sorry. The music stops playing.
Right.
What? Is there a more unromantic term in a restaurant than choice of protein?
Protein. Yeah.
So stop that.
Yeah. What do you propose is a better way to inform them that they have an option?
We have beautiful fresh fish and organic chicken and grass-fed beef. Right. Doesn't that all sound
that
better
true,
than
yeah. –
choice of protein? What are we working a lab?
Right. It sounds like
for your grain.
It sounds like you're ordering from some sort of space age machine
right,
where it's
right.
like I will have the rice and choice of protein.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
What's something you think is underrated, Phil?
Well, I think in my travels now I'm finding street food.
Mm-hmm.
And people think that they might get sick or they might, but I'm telling you, if they were killing people or people were getting sick, they wouldn't last very long.
Right.
So you don't have to worry that much. And especially if you go to a foreign country and you see a little bit of a line, get on that line.
Yeah.
These people know something that you don't know. Well, so the idea of street food, I think, is as much as we love it, I think it's still underrated.
Yeah. What's an example of something where you saw a line and you just said, you know what, I'm getting in line. I trust the crowd.
I don't know if you saw the Bangkok show,
mm-hmm.
but there was a line for soup.
Oh, right. That you got like in a bag, right?
I didn't know that's what it was going
to
be.
Yeah, right.
Soup in a bag.
Soup in a bag. I thought it was soup that I could eat right there like the people. But you're supposed to take it home.
Right.
So we did. It was amazing.
What kind of soup was it?
It was
I just heard,
beautiful.
Like, I think when you went up, they're like, you want organ? And I think and you're like, yeah, sure.
Whatever. But you know what? In a soup, God knows what you're eating.
Oh,
anyway.
Of course. Yeah, it all cooks down.
And
I got to
tell you,
great.
It was porky and delicious and fresh vegetables in it. It was amazing. It was 50 cents.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. Like, the food there in Thailand, I mean, you can go and see.
Yeah, I got to say, I saw that Bangkok episode, and I was so hungry and looked at my refrigerator and I was ashamed of myself. I was like, and this is all I have to eat? Like,
but you know,
shredded cheddar cheese or something?
We're lucky to live in Los Angeles where you can find a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I mean, Thai food is great in LA. Luckily.
It sure is.
Yeah, we have
Jit
good,
Lada is awesome, right?
Yeah.
There's a place called Khao Soi in the Valley that makes khao soi, which is one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
Right.
But in Thailand, it's a dollar.
Yeah, versus here. Yeah, you're paying regular prices for sure.
Weren't you saying there's a Michelin starred street food chef?
Speaking of street food,
yeah,
this is Jay Fai. She makes a crab omelet that's a football filled with crab.
Yeah,
and it is one of the greatest things on planet Earth. It is just, I couldn't believe it. She stir fries in a wok this crab, and she keeps pouring egg over it. And the egg forms around this crab until you have a football filled with crab. It's just the greatest. You can't even eat the whole thing yourself. It's $25, which is super expensive there.
Right. Yeah, if the soup you said was 50 cents,
yes!
then $25 crab football.
Right. But if you tried to find it in America, it would be $80 to $90. No one would even bother doing it because it's prohibitively expensive. You couldn't possibly make a profit on what this fresh shucked crab. You know, meat.
And that's the dish that she was awarded the Michelin star for. Like,
not
does she only
the dish.
Make that? It's just her entire operation.
No, if you watch the rest of that, there's a seafood soup, a Tom Kha Kai soup.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, all the greatest hits of the ocean are in this soup.
Right.
These giant, like, lobster tails and giant prawns and beautiful. I mean, I couldn't finish. You saw me. It was with another guy.
Yeah.
We couldn't put a dent in this soup.
Right.
And we had more than – I had to have the entire crew eat this soup.
It's amazing.
I do think restaurants need to start reaching out to you for their food descriptions because a football-sized omelet, I think –
filled with crab.
Yeah. I think that would be a greatest hit.
I think any man is
going
for that.
The crab football.
Would feel challenged appropriately.
Two crab footballs, please.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into format. We're trying to take a sample of – what people are talking and thinking about right now at this moment. And we like to open up by asking our guest, what is a myth? What's something that people generally believe to be true that is not true?
Durian is supposedly the stinkiest fruit on earth. And in Thailand, since we're on that subject, I can easily go to this. I had it. And I was afraid.
Right.
I thought it's going to be the Limburger cheese of fruit. The stinkiest, sock smelly.
Right.
I didn't want it.
Right.
They said, you got to try it. And you know, you'll do things when the camera's on.
Yeah,
that maybe you wouldn't do. So maybe I'm a little stupid. But I smelled it. And it smelled clean. I don't even understand. There was hardly a smell. There was a slightly fruity smell.
Uh-huh.
Strange.
Now, maybe it's my nose. I don't know. Everybody's different. Some people have the cilantro thing, right?
Right.
That tastes like soap. I happen not to have that. My son has it, but I don't have it.
Uh-huh.
And I take a bite of this durian. And it's not only fine, it's delicious. It tastes good. It's fruity and nice.
What's
and
the
creamy.
Texture like?
Creamy.
Interesting.
Creamy, soft, creamy. But a lot of the fruits in Thailand, like the mangoes there, are infinitely better than the mangoes we get in the United States. The mangoes you get in the United States are kind of fibrous, as delicious as they are. And I'm here to say, king of fruits, mango.
Mango. Yeah. Mango's great.
But I don't know if there's better. And so, you know, when you eat a mango here, you get the strings in your teeth, right?
Yeah.
You gotta pull it. You gotta better have a floss nearby. There, it's just almost like a mango pudding.
Right.
Delicious. Mm. Crazy delicious.
Man.
You got to go. Yeah. You should go to Thailand for the fruit alone. And the durian, I'm telling you, I don't know what happened. Maybe people have a bad one.
Yeah.
And it stinks.
Well, it's funny because like people always use durian as like a prop on these shows. It's like, oh, it stinks like shit, so you shouldn't eat it. Like, it's the grossest thing. And like they try and like,
yes.
You know, I've seen it like on used in prank shows to be like, that's
right.
Punishment.
Yes.
But it's funny because, yeah, who knows?
So there's a myth, right?
Yeah, that's busted.
All right, let's get into the stories of the day. Just right off the top, we wanted to talk about how on the White House's website, they have their thank you, Mr. President video that is just, you know, thanking the president for a great first year. And I was just curious, Miles, how similar that was to the video that you had produced for thanking the president. Because mine was like somewhat similar, but you know, we hit some of the same points, but I guess mine was more detailed.
Yeah, I got the Vienna Boys Choir together.
Right.
And we did a rousing rendition of You Don't Always Get What You Want.
By the way, if you Google Trump Vienna Boys Choir, you get something else.
Oh, yeah, no. Exactly.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, this video is just it's pure propaganda of just like people who clearly need something from the president or, you know, owe him a favor or are just pure sycophants just kind of being like making up weird things to be thankful for because I'm not quite sure what there is that we can be totally thankful for. But yeah, it's a weird video. It doesn't have that many views and feels like something clearly like sort of cooked up by Trump to be like, show the people that people are thanking me.
It's like Trump's YouTube channel where if you go to Trump's YouTube channel, or I think he took some of the videos down, but if you went to his YouTube channel, like during the campaign when he was like the most talked about man on earth, he had a bunch of videos that were just, you know, had a couple hundred views and it was just him like, you know, holding court about like some pop culture from like 8 years ago. And it was just really strange that he had all this stuff that nobody really cared about.
Right. He's they shouldn't have canceled Laguna Beach.
Exactly.
On MTV.
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
Right. And people are like, Laguna Beach, people still watch that?
Yeah.
We are through the looking glass, people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Speaking of propaganda, so the fake news will tell you. No, the Sessions was interviewed by Mueller. Apparently, we're just learning this. Trump says he doesn't care. He's totally cool with it. But what are the details of this, Mike?
I mean, clearly. So yes, Jeff Sessions last week was interviewed by Robert Mueller for several hours, and you know, I couldn't think of any reason why you would want to interview you know Jeff Sessions unless it's like about the times he was like lying about meeting with Russian ambassadors or you know, maybe committing a little bit of perjury talking about his Russia connections or that he knew about Jared Kushner and his involvement. I mean, there's many things, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you why. But clearly, I mean, yes, I have a feeling that Robert Mueller was really putting him to the sword to try and get some answers out of him to begin trying to figure out what is going on in all this Russia shit.
But can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why do we think he's going to tell the truth now?
I think now it could be easier to – he hasn't been in front of a grand jury or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So if he lies, it's less – I think the stakes are lower versus now lying to like real federal investigators. Because now that's a completely different bag of worms because what he can put a case together and be like, you actually completely deceived this investigation.
Yes.
So I think there's definitely that degree of, you know, that this is a different set of circumstances than before, like whether it's a confirmation hearing where he first lied.
Right.
And things like that, where this is completely different because now he's involved in an investigation.
So it wasn't everything he said up till now was not against the law.
Well, I think clearly people are saying that we're making the case, but I think now it's to the point where we just want to make sure we can get the proper full view of what is happening here and hold everyone responsible from the point of view of this investigation.
Now it's double secret probation.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. And who knows already, because clearly other people have talked to Mueller. People have already made plea deals. So I'm sure he has a set of facts that he's operating with and trying to sort of juxtapose that with whatever Sessions is saying. But what was interesting is that Jeff Sessions actually was really kind of coy about this meeting with the mm-hmm. White House. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump was really like, hey, what'd you talk about? What were the questions?
Give me the answers.
Yeah, what was on the test? Yeah. Like, did he ask about this thing? Like, just so I know.
Who did he vote for?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And, and apparently Jeff Sessions was holding the cards pretty close to the chest. So,
which is definitely not what the president wants to hear. Is no. Be like, oh, don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Just not giving like non-detailed answers.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why then you cut to this quote yesterday of they're asking like, hey, are you worried about this meeting? So he's like, no, absolutely not. I'm fine. It's great. It's fine. And then stopped the interview. He's like, okay, no more questions, and walked out. So clearly, Trump is a little shook. But I guess that feeds into now this sort of new attempt from the GOP to sort of really begin discrediting the FBI, because that's like become like a huge news line throughout the last couple of weeks, whether it's apparently like Trump was leaning on Chris Wray to get rid of the deputy director of the FBI, Adam McCabe. And it looks like they're trying to, clean house a little bit at the FBI, because they're like the one law enforcement agency that has the most information, it seems like, or they're most vocal about their concerns about what was going on during the campaign.
Hashtag release the memo, right?
Yeah. And that the memo that – so that huge hashtag that got circulated widely, a lot of people were speculating like, oh, it's Russian bots that are spreading this. I mean, to a certain extent, that may be true. But according to like Twitter's internal analysis, someone at Twitter said it's being retweeted a lot in the States. But yeah, this memo that everyone's talking about is this report that Republicans and the House Intelligence Committee – we're saying like they have proof of like widespread surveillance abuse from the FBI, and like that the FBI has this corrupt agenda to undermine the president and throw him out of office. And that makes sense, I guess, when you're trying to discredit the people who have all the receipts and evidence that of all your wrongdoing. There's no better way to try and there's no better defense than to say the offense is lying. So, yeah. So they have this memo that's going around, and it's just sort of ramping up more and more and more, which looks like the actions of people who may have something to hide, not people who are on the right side of things.
It's like roaches complaining that you turned the light on.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And then saying that the light is lying, or like, don't believe that this is artificial light. We are not roaches either. We are human beings, so please do not kill us. Like, I don't know how far you can go with that.
Pretty far.
Yeah, apparently. So now it's just getting kind of dangerous, because you have actual senators like Ron Johnson went on Fox News yesterday and is trying to push this like that the FBI has this secret society. This is Ron Johnson talking to Brett Baier on Fox last night.
We have an informant that's talking about a group that were holding secret meetings off site. There's so much smoke here. There's so much suspicion.
Let's stop there. A secret society, a secret meetings off site of the Justice Department.
Correct.
And you have an informant saying that.
Yes.
Is there anything more about that?
No, we have to dig into it.
Wait, where is this?
That's Ron Johnson talking to Brett Baier. Like, he's on the Hill. Like, you can clear. I think he's in the Capitol building based on that, like, echo.
Right. Now, who's Brett Baier? What?
Oh, he's like a Fox News.
Fox News, okay.
Anchor.
Yeah, can't you just discount this as, the comic book said?
Right. Yeah, right.
The propaganda wing of Trump administration.
And so what's funny is, this is him saying, there's a secret society, and they're basing it off these texts that one of the guys in the FBI had said, like, the day after the election, that I think could have been read pretty flippantly of sort of like, oh, God, like, I guess we'll have these, like, secret society meetings now kind of thing. And they've just latched onto this one text to sort of justify this idea of there being this, like, other dark entity happening. What they don't talk about is that same FBI agent in the beginning of it, one of the texts they have was also him saying that he wasn't quite sure there was any there with the Russia collusion thing.
Right.
So it's funny that, like, rather than using this text, like, they could hang up like, well, this FBI guy never thought there was anything. They're being like, well, this FBI guy started a secret society to try and undermine the president.
Right.
And now then you cut to Lou Dobbs, who's, my goodness, he has fallen quite far.
He and Trump are very
close. They're very close.
Right? They
very
like, go
close.
Way back. They talk on a regular basis.
Yeah. So this is what Lou Dobbs was pushing in his opening monologue of his show last night on Fox Business Channel.
Good evening, everybody. It may be time to declare war outright against the deep state and clear out the rot in the upper levels of the FBI and the Justice Department. Yes, I said the rot. The FBI and the DOJ have broken the public trust by destroying evidence, defying oversight, and actively trying to bring down the Trump presidency. Tonight, there are new concerns that anti-Trump FBI officials formed even a secret society at the FBI to subvert the president after his election.
So this is
is like a comic book.
Yeah, right? Bro, of course. It just sounds like second-rate propaganda, you know? And
not even good.
Yeah, it's not even good.
They should learn more from the Russians on how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just dangerous, you know, that this is like if you are living in this Fox News bubble that now they're trying to force feed this idea that the FBI is actually the enemy of the state.
Well, the only dangerous thing is that a third of the country believes this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's that concerted kind of messaging machine of Fox News. And then when you go to Drudge Report, it has been nothing but memo gate ever since, you know, a few days ago. Now, Secret Society is one of the top headlines on Drudge Report. Whistleblower, Secret Society held offsite meeting. This is based on a single text message that, you know, we don't know what the context is at all. There's also 5 months of missing messages between two FBI agents, I think, two Department of.
I mean, yeah, at this point, they're just really grasping at anything to try and give any kind of veracity to.
They sure seem guilty.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how guilty people act.
Yeah, exactly.
Attack everybody, you know, it's like a rat in a corner.
Yeah. Right.
Gonna bite you.
Yeah. And they're running out of teeth, basically. So we'll see how crazy it gets. But yeah, clearly the FBI, you know, time and time again, they have been the ones to uncover the lies, or whenever someone has not been honest about their interactions with foreign governments and things, they have been the ones to step in like, actually, we heard, like we've surveilled the phone conversations and we know that for a fact that that's a lie. So that's their tactic, is like, if you discredit the FBI, then maybe they can get the whole thing to go away.
And so the release the memo, what memo are they talking about?
This is the one that the House Intel Committee is saying, like, hey, we've been looking at some stuff and we've put together this report, this memo, this memorandum of, you know, outlining all the abuses of power that we, you know, that the FBI is doing and overreaching with surveillance. And they're like, oh, when you see this, it's going to blow your mind.
So the memo is produced by them.
Yeah.
Right. It's produced by these people who want to claim, who want to discredit the FBI's investigation.
Right.
So they're just saying, oh, man, if only you could see this thing we wrote over here.
Right. And then they're trying to create like this groundswell of people being like, you should release it then. Release the memo.
But I assumed when I saw that hashtag that it was some sort of primary document, like that they were like, wait till you see this memo that we uncovered. But it's wait till you see this memo that we wrote.
Wait till you see this book report I did.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Why don't you just tell us what you want to tell us? But anyways,
it's all grand theater, you know?
Yeah. So,
it's pretty bad theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any indication that this is going to, affect the Mueller investigation?
We'll see. I mean, who's to know anymore? I mean, because there's constantly been this threat of Mueller being fired, and who knows if it's going to happen. If it doesn't, I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders yesterday said, oh, I can't, you know, we're not thinking about firing Mueller because the left-wing media would go crazy.
Yes. Right.
I'm like, yeah, that's why.
Right.
Because you're worried more about the optics from the media than you are like the actual investigation. So we'll
see.
She's
a delight.
Yeah.
And once again, this is a great indication of, you know, what I've been talking about the past couple of days about how they talk about there being a left wing bias in the media. They actually have a whole corporation that is just regurgitating their talking points, like straight from like what they want them to say. It's going out directly to the audience. And the left doesn't have that. The left has people who are trying to tell both sides of the story. I think it's a huge disadvantage. I think that's how these crazy sort of conspiracy theories suddenly take off, is that they're, you know, the left has totally, it's like watching the Democrats try and negotiate with the GOP, and, you know, the GOP says, oh, well, you guys have a left-wing bias, and so that's the beginning of the argument, that like the media is just starts from, well, we do have a left-wing bias, but the thing you have to understand is rather than, you know, having their own Fox News.
And by left-wing, they mean human.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Fact-oriented.
Yeah. Right. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point-of-sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And we wanted to talk about how Facebook is saving the news by fixing their algorithm. So our writer, Sam Raubman, talked about how, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook talked a good game. Like Mark Zuckerberg was at a conference with the editor-in-chief of the San Francisco Chronicle, I think just a year ago, was talking about how, they were huge fans of what the newspaper, like all the journalistic work that the newspapers of America were doing. And they were, trying to find ways to fix the problem that was identified during the 2016 election. And they appear to have just punted on that whole thing because their solution now appears to be to let users rate their news sources, essentially. It's basically like letting the users themselves, whose judgment was the problem in the first place, use their judgment to fix the problem.
Right. So their tactic against their tactic to combat fake news is to ask people, how do you rate this news source and this one?
Right.
And then from there, figure out if, you know, what is dubious or what is less trustworthy.
I actually think that makes it worse.
It does.
It definitely seems like the worst way to figure out, like, how to figure out what is fake news. Because their whole thing is they want to do that to avoid, you know, right in the utopia or in our bubble, maybe we would say, well, of course, these other websites, they're garbage. They're just pushing like fake facts. They're propaganda to keep like their people in line or just to keep that sort of narrative going in people's minds, that we would say, oh, that's all trash and we have to get rid of it because clearly it's not backed by fact or it's based on conspiracy theories. And then the people on the conservative end of the spectrum will say Facebook is being biased towards us. Without sort of really actually looking objectively at the news that they're ingesting. So to avoid that, they're like, well, we don't want that. Yeah. So we'll let everybody decide and everybody can chime in. And
guess what? They're going to pick the news they like.
Right.
Right.
And that's insane.
Right. That's the problem, I think, that we were – I mean, could be. I mean, we don't really know how this is going to be implemented, but
– literally pick the facts you like.
Right. Right.
They – I mean, that has been the problem, is that it is a self-selecting, you know, news-finding mechanism. Is Facebook. And I mean, they've
put zero oversight now.
Well, it's not clear exactly how they're going to implement it, but I mean, the statements that they've put out. So this is Mark Zuckerberg explaining their rationale. We could try to make that decision ourselves, what is fake and what is a trustworthy source. But that's not something we're comfortable with. We considered asking outside experts, which would take the decision out of our hands, but would likely not solve the objectivity problem. We decided that having the community determine which sources are broadly trusted would be most objective. Now, keep in mind, like, Facebook is well aware. They have put tons of newspapers out of business in the past decade. Like, there are so many out-of-work fact-checkers that would seem to be the obvious solution, is just get people who for a living check facts, who like fact check stories and, you know, create a huge, I mean, there's been presumably conservative and liberal newspapers that have been put out of business. So why not use the huge, I mean, there's also Wikipedia, which is a bunch of people doing this stuff for free.
Right.
So why can't a $350 billion company, you know, find a way to, you know, put a fact-finding group together that was just like a division of their company?
They're going to create a new group of people. Instead of the alt-right or alt-left, there's going to be alt-universe.
Right.
right.
You choose what you want to believe.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a form of virtual reality, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the big leap that they have yet to make is that they don't want to admit that they're at all responsible for the veracity of the information that appears on their website. They're still claiming, we're not a media company. Okay. We're just a platform. And, you know, this gives them, you know, deniability. This allows them to say that.
I'm sorry. They're not just a platform. They're broadcasting.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're everybody is held to standards.
Right.
CBS would not be allowed to just spout whatever they want. And if you want to believe it, you believe. There's standards.
Right.
Human beings have standards.
Right.
Right.
They're not. That's baloney. It's not the telephone where it's a private line where you and I can talk about whatever we want to talk about. This is broadcasting to people, to children, for God's sakes.
And that's, I think that's like the next evolution in how we're trying to view these platforms, is like, wait, you actually have a responsibility now. Like, I know you're calling it social media, but now we have to really look at this as like, are you spreading information on a massive scale that we can say that you maybe need to fall in line with things that like the FCC or something would have oversight over? But we're yet to kind of, I guess it's one thing at a time, and this is Facebook's way of saying like, hey, look, we're trying our best to avoid being a news source, but who knows?
There is a law against yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
Right.
That the same law should apply to Facebook.
I definitely the equivalent of that has been happening for sure.
Yeah. I mean, over in Western European countries, they are further ahead legally on this. They're starting to regard Facebook and other social media networks as, you know, like broadcasters rather than like phone companies, which in America, I think, because of how powerful corporations are and the way our system works, they're just still being viewed like phone companies, essentially, like they're just providing a platform for people to communicate on. But phone companies didn't put like the entire news industry out of business. Like right. That's people are clearly coming to you for facts. So I don't know. I would have a lot harder of a time, you know, holding them accountable if they weren't, you know, making $350 billion. And
know, they also make it look like news.
Right.
Which should also be illegal.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, they say the reality is there is too much content for us to check. And we imagine there's plenty more material in need of fact checking that we aren't seeing. And, you know, that's just giving up before you've tried.
Yeah. So the genie's out of the bottle. There's nothing we could do.
Right. Right.
Not even trying, you know?
Yeah.
This survey just falls so short. I mean, the first question, do you recognize the following websites? Yes or no. Second, it's only two questions. Second question, how much do you trust each of these domains? Entirely? A lot? Somewhat? Barely? Not at all?
Fox News, 100%.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, we were talking before, it's like, you already live in this echo chamber on Facebook. So if you're conservative, it's unlikely you're going to encounter many liberal news stories because the algorithm will keep you like, we're just going to serve you things we know you're receptive to.
Right.
So.
Right.
Is that survey going to just then be people existing in their echo chamber, like, you know, giving their survey on this thing? Or is it every news source and they're appealing to the broad spectrum of Facebook users? I mean, like, I guess there's not enough information right now to know how exactly they're going to apply all this.
Right. If it was just a at random survey that, you know, they were just asking a random sampling of the population on Facebook, how do you rate this news source? Then you might get some sort of analysis or a useful flagging of incorrect news sources. But that would entail Facebook giving people a bad user experience. Nobody likes taking, you know, random sampled surveys, right? So,
I mean, unless I can win a free iPod.
Right.
Then I will.
Yeah, that is Miles' main thing. He's still stuck on iPod.
Hey, I'm telling you.
You've won an iPod Touch.
The web browser told me that, and yes. I haven't got my iPod Nano yet. I'm just telling you.
I read that underneath this all is the problem that people don't ever want to admit they're wrong.
Yeah.
That's why we are where we are.
Right. Yep. That's why, like, I don't think the objectivity problem isn't with the objectivity of this study. It's with the objectivity of the people they're asking.
Right.
You know, to be handcuffed by the idea that, like, well, then they're going to, a lot of conservative users are going to say we're being biased towards them. That isn't a good enough excuse to not really hire like real journalistic fact checkers to do their job, because you can tell that they're more in the business of being objective than maybe someone who reads Drudge every day or who reads Daily Kos every day or something like that.
Well, but even if you're very religious, you know, and I have great respect for people who have deep beliefs, how much proof do they need that this particular human being is not your pro-Christian values?
Right.
How much proof? What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Right.
Again,
and
yeah.
they are not going to.
Can't admit you're wrong.
No.
Yeah.
That's really what's underneath. It's a human thing.
That's like when my dad bought one of these weird exercise machines from the 90s that just looked like a weird, like it wasn't a bike, but it was like this thing where you would just pull the thing and it told you it would give you 6-pack abs.
Right.
It did it for the longest time. And I was like, I don't know. This looks like some snake oil.
Yeah.
Like
right.
You just bought. But for a long time.
Nope.
Like, no, it's working.
It.
It's working. It's working. It's the same kind of thing. You never want to admit that you've been duped.
Right.
And then sometimes you'll go great lengths to be like, I'll show you how right I am, because I will not. I'll keep using this.
Everybody, we now have that bike in the White House.
Yeah. Exactly.
they hook people's brains up to like brain scanners while having political discussions. And, you know, they found that the thing you're looking for is not to find the truth. The thing you're looking for is a victory, essentially.
Right. Yeah.
That's real. Wow. That's right. That's sad, right?
Yeah.
And
further sad news.
So we also wanted to talk about this Google selfie app where they like you take your own picture and then they find a match for you.
I just did it.
And
who did it say you were?
St. Paul.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, 40 something percent.
Nice.
60% Mr. Bean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, no.
A painting. Yeah, well, Van Gogh's Mr. Bean.
That's right.
I think that was a Rembrandt, actually. Uh-huh. One of the masters.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring it up because I disagreed with who they found. They said I look like a 19th century Italian woman, I think a nun, and I just disagree.
A lot of it's based on your hairline, I found.
They said mine was I looked like Martin Luther King, and I looked. I think all it said was it was going off my mustache.
That's it.
But
yeah.
I don't know. But again, that's why we're like trying to find out, like,
all
what
these things
are doing?
Great in theory.
Right. Exactly.
Like the iPhone itself.
Exactly.
But our writer J.M. McNabb from Canada is able to look at our culture from a slight distance and point out that this is basically a Black Mirror episode sort of waiting to happen, right?
Yeah. Who knows? Probably millions of people, maybe. I think it's safe to assume maybe millions of people have used this app, mm-hmm. if not hundreds of thousands, where you're just possibly contributing to their machine learning ability to begin face matching technology. Mm-hmm. So
right.
you give this machine enough reps with enough faces,
yeah.
it can start really zeroing in on a more sophisticated way to begin
they're watching
face
you.
Matching. Yeah. And the one of thing course. Was in the beginning, people were concerned of are they storing these pictures, am I going into a database? And Google's like, no. That picture is only used for the time it takes for us to, analyze it against our database of all these paintings to see, who you look like.
And but if they decide to turn on us.
Right. And so that's the thing. So in Chicago and Illinois or in Illinois and in Texas, they mm-hmm. have very strict biometric laws of sort of you cannot give up your fingerprints or eye scans or face scans unwittingly. And without knowing how it's going to be used. So if you're in those states, you can't actually use these apps.
But wait a minute. You just brought up a very good point. I unlock my phone with my fingerprint.
Yeah.
So that means they have my fingerprint.
Well, Apple will say, that information isn't being sent to us. That's stored locally in your phone.
But if somebody should suddenly take charge of Apple.
Yeah.
That wants to use my fingerprint for some
there
reason.
There is a way to probably access that information remotely for sure.
It has to be. It's in there.
Yeah.
They are reading it. It's going to the cloud and unlocking my phone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's crazy, too, because they already say, I think, what was this?
This show is scaring the hell out of me.
Yeah. I mean, not to mention my iPhone, I have to look into to unlock now.
So now they have your face.
So now they have my face. But there's a report already that Georgetown Law Center on Privacy and Technology found that more than 117 million American adults are captured in a virtual perpetual lineup, which means law enforcement offices across the U.S. can scan their photos and use unregulated software to track law-abiding citizens in government data sets. So there's a very good chance they're saying nearly over half of Americans' faces are already in a database anyway.
Right.
So,
and that our phones are recording us whenever they want to be recording us.
Yeah, I think the
on or off.
Exactly. And if you have an Amazon Echo, who knows? You're already broadcasting to the CIA or whatever conspiracy you want.
Yeah,
the
voice recognition.
Yeah.
It really
Well, thank God we can trust the people in charge.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, not to change the law for their benefit.
No, yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg will figure it out for us.
Yeah.
My phone makes me tell it my deepest, darkest secret before unlock it. Yeah,
but it has to be a new one every time.
Yeah, and I mean, China is basically at the forefront of facial recognition technology because they have, because their government is the Chinese government. They have every citizen's face in a database, and they've been able to use that enormous database of faces to, it's basically feeding data into an algorithm. So their algorithm has way, way more data than ours does.
Yeah.
So this is potentially Google finding a way to catch up.
Yeah. And the ACLU also mentions in the US, there are major police departments here already have this real-time face recognition technology that, enables surveillance cameras to scan faces of pedestrians walking down the street. And, in Maryland, apparently police have been using the software to ID people in protest photos and match them to people with warrants. So
there's your Black Mirror episode.
Yeah. So, I guess just have fun with the Google app. I mean, I think the jig is up. I think the Google app is the least
smart. Yeah, now we're fucked. We might as well.
Yeah, you already have a Facebook, so you've already given up your face.
Right. I was a little creeped out by how much I looked like one of the paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like everything was off. Like it was like a, like my, the coloring wasn't close or anything, but then like just like in the face place, it was like my face had been just pasted onto this big fryer's chubby body.
You know, if you make a different face, I played with this a little bit.
Right.
If you make a different face, an expression, or even the angle,
right,
you'll get something completely different.
Completely different. Yeah.
We'll have to do the face app challenge.
Yeah.
See if I can.
I also wonder how racist it is, because my Korean wife did it and it was just like a random Korean woman. I was just like, that's not anything like.
There was also reading for people of color. There's not that many people. Like there aren't that many art pieces based on classical art or portraits of like people of color. That's why I feel like.
Well, they couldn't just use paint on anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, maybe that's why I was Martin Luther King, because it was like one of eight things that had somebody who was African American in there.
Right.
And yeah, the other ones, there were a couple spot on ones. I think one was like a weird guy in an opium den or something.
So
I was like, whatever.
They're still working on it.
Yeah. It's again, it's not perfect.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. So yeah, as we mentioned yesterday, there was a school shooting in Kentucky.
It was in Marshall, Kentucky. Yeah, it was a student. He killed, I think, 2 people and injured another 17.
And has been taken into custody, a 15-year-old.
Let me guess. Somebody got a gun that shouldn't have one? I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he got the gun. Yeah, it was a handgun. So, I mean, imagine if he had gone in with, like, one of these assault rifles. It could have been probably a lot worse.
If you read about – so this is 11 shootings – just this month.
Yeah.
Right.
This first month. We're not even out of the month yet. If you read about a place where some of this stuff is going on that we're reading about every day,
right,
from the top of our government to these things.
Yeah.
Would you come here?
Right.
No. You would say this place is a shithole that you wouldn't want to live in. And it's true, too. I mean, you can tell because even like, you know, even tourism is on the decline in this country, too. So,
but let's not admit that anything's wrong.
No. It's the FBI is lying. That's the problem. So,
yeah, I grew up being told, like, just be thankful you live in our country compared to other countries. This place is like the best it's ever been anywhere. And yeah, I'm starting to, only just starting to.
By the way, that's true, too. Both things are true.
Yeah.
Right.
But one of the things that we always thought made it the best is that we could criticize it and try to make it even better towards a more perfect union.
Right.
Right. Right? What are we doing?
Not that.
In more upbeat news, Larry Nassar, I guess this is kind of upbeat, that Larry Nassar, the doctor in the Michigan sexual abuse case with the U.S. gymnastics team and just Michigan State, and he was the team doctor for a number of different people, was sentenced. They, after testimony from a number, over 100 women, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know if it was testimony, but they were victim statements.
Victim statements from over 100 women, and he was sentenced to...
And girls, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was sentenced to anywhere from, I think, 40 to 175 years.
Yeah.
How about the people who knew about it and let them keep going?
Yeah, that's
what happens
the other
to
part.
Them.
Yeah, exactly. Because there were still a lot of people were complicit in that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if it'll turn on them. But yeah, that whole sentencing was pretty dramatic. Like the judge was going to, like, normally they would post the letter so people can see what the defendant wrote in their, like, sort of their letter in the sentencing phase.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm not even going to post this because it's just garbage and I'm not going to re-victimize these women and girls for what you did. Because he was saying stuff like, you know, the judge was being unfair and hysterical. And at the end, he was like, I was manipulated into admitting that the acts I committed weren't because of medical in nature, they were sexual or whatever. And like you could hear the gallery just laugh that like he could somehow be saying that he was manipulated.
He also used the phrase "hell hath no fury like a woman scorned."
Yeah,
which is just
unbelievable.
Is it that unbelievable? He's a monster,
right?
Right.
Yeah. So we can't be surprised when the monsters also lie.
That's very true. I guess it's just so very shocking, you know, because you're already confronted with the horrible, horrible shit that he's done to all these people. And then on top of it, to have that added level of, you know, denial, delusion. But I guess, you know, that as we've seen, people do whatever in the name of self-preservation.
Yep.
Yeah. But shout out to Judge Rosemary Aquilina, who, you know, I feel like didn't let this just kind of get swept under the rug and kind of made sure that this was a spectacle and that, you know, we were asking the questions like, how did people let this happen?
But those people have to be held accountable too, otherwise it will keep happening.
Yeah.
Especially when you read about like the Caroli Ranch and like how, like where it's situated and like with horrible cell service and there's like nothing near it. It just sounds just awful.
I remember when I was a kid watching a like movie of the week about Nadia Comaneci, and like she was being essentially abused by Bella Caroli. Like he was just so brutal to her. And then that guy ended up like being the coach of all these other of all these other young women, and we were like, tough love. He does good work.
Right. Well, I think the spotlight will be making its way towards these other people pretty soon, or hopefully we can hold these people accountable too.
Amazon continues to devour stores. Toys R Us is closing. I think they declared bankruptcy a couple months back, and now they're closing 180 stores.
Whoa.
It's like a fifth of their stores.
That's too bad.
Because, I mean, young people don't like to go they don't like to go out in public anymore, so we buy everything online.
Right.
And I think, they've noticed, especially for toy purchases, like Amazon, a lot of people just, it's easier to order it because kids already know what they want and you can just order it.
And yet the Amazon physical store is crowded.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand.
That Amazon Go store, which is funny. Someone on Twitter showed us that we were talking about that earlier, about you just go in, fill up your bag and walk out and you're charged or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now I was saying, like, that's probably going to be the easiest place to shoplift. And then it turns out, like, one of the journalists who went in, gone in there, she went in, filled up her bag, and walked out, assuming that everything would be charged. And, like, they forgot to charge her for a couple things. Or it wasn't quite perfect. So someone inevitably kind of shoplifted. Huh. But
we're going to continue paying attention to this and give you the hack for how to steal from Amazon, which is, I think, a just thing to do. Probably take Amazon down.
That poor giraffe. I just thought of the giraffe.
Yeah. I know.
Jeffrey.
Sad. You know, there's supposed to be monopoly laws that protect against Amazon doing what Amazon is doing. But, you know, because of the benevolent feelings towards tech companies among the public and because of, you know, some pretty favorable interpretations of current laws and, you know, how they apply to these giant tech companies like Amazon and Google and Facebook, you know, they've been protected, but presumably that's going to start changing in the next few years. I mean, it needs to.
We shall see.
And finally, we wanted to talk about Mattress Firm, which is a company. I think I had seen a few of these signs here and there. Mattress Firm is a mattress store that, as our engineer and producer Nick Stump called it or described it, it's you see them everywhere and you've never seen anybody inside one. Which I know of a number of stores like that, but I wasn't at least overly familiar with Mattress Firm. But apparently there was a big conspiracy theory launched on Reddit earlier this week saying that they must be like a mafia shell company or something, because it was just they were omnipresent and yet nobody had ever spent money in one before.
Right, and the concentration of those kinds of stores, like Heavy, is weird because it's not like you buy mattresses as frequently as you do, like, paper towels or something.
Right.
It's like a one in every, what, like, 8 to 10 year purchase?
Oh, Miles. No.
What?
You have to, every couple months, man. You got to burn through
those
things.
What, are you working for Mattress Firm?
Yeah. but, you know, the company responded with a charming meme that was like, you know, Nick Young face type thing, like, what, who us? And everybody laughed it off, but Nick pointed out that the retailer is owned by South African retailer Steinhoff, and they came under scrutiny at the end of 2017 after it stopped publishing, postponed publishing its full year accounts, citing accounting irregularities. So they do have some shady things happening.
Yeah.
Their stock price has started tanking. So it's not just like Reddit was pulling this out of nowhere. They do seem to be a somewhat shady company. But I'm curious to hear from our listeners about any examples of this. What are some companies or, you know, businesses that you feel like must be mafia shell companies because you've never...
The government?
Yeah.
Right.
Right, exactly.
There you go. All right. Well, this has been a blast. Phil, thank you so much for coming and doing this.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
I never get political. I thought my show was just a humanistic show, and now suddenly it's a political statement to embrace other people and other cultures.
It really is.
Yeah. That's just showing your liberal bias, man.
That's it.
Yeah.
Your human bias.
So what is the show again, and where can people find it?
Somebody Feed Phil on Netflix.
I've heard of this Netflix.
Yeah.
Miles, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray.
Phil, do you have a social media?
Phil Rosenthal on Twitter, Phil.Rosenthal on Instagram, something Phil Rosenthal on the Facebook.
All right, thanks. And you can find me at Jack_O'Brien on Twitter. You can find us at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We're at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter. We have a Facebook fan page. Just search Daily Zeitgeist. And we have a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where you can find our episodes and footnotes for each episode, where we link off to the sources for the stuff we're talking about. That's going to do it for today's show. We'll be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. Talk to you guys then.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.